Hello and welcome. This file is called Chocolate Sub, and it's a little fantasy in which you will become the dessert. This is not a war file. You will be put into chocolate and then pleasurably eaten out of it again, becoming a human dessert. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Begin to focus on my voice, letting go, and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role, just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything. And can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel, to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance, you are my little pet, you're completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet. Being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, all worries, all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation. Just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more. Just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0. And with each and every number, you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth, peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13. Scratching your head. Scratching your back. 12. And the couch is so soft. So comfortable. You feel so good. 11. As you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10. Letting go deeper and deeper. 9. Feeling so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7. Just fading away into deep relaxation. 6. Deeper and deeper with every number. 5. Feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4. And you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3. Just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2. So relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1. As I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to experience a little fantasy, and you will find that it's easy to immerse yourself deeply in the fantasy and experiencing it just like you experience a dream, where as long as you are within the dream is completely real for you. The dreamer doesn't know that they're dreaming, and you won't know that you're in a hypnotic fantasy. Now before we begin, let's make sure that you will always be safe, because if at any time this fantasy becomes too intense, negative, or too much for you for any reason, you will instantly and automatically wake back up, back to your normal waking state of mind, and knowing that it was just a little fantasy and you were absolutely safe. That's right, your own subconscious mind will always keep you safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy to just let go and immerse yourself deeply in the fantasy. And as I begin to build the scene to tell the story, you will find that you are slipping deeper and deeper into the fantasy with every word I say, immersing yourself more and more, really experiencing everything the protagonist experiences. You will feel everything they feel. You will see everything they see or don't see, as it may be. You will hear everything they hear. You will smell and taste everything they smell and taste. But most of all, you will feel all the emotions and all the pleasure that they feel. And now I'm beginning to build a scene, and you will find that with every word I say, with every breath you take, you'll immerse yourself deeper and deeper, allowing the whole experience to become completely real, to feel the pleasure, to feel all the sensations, to experience it, really experience it. And with every word I say, you will be deeper and deeper immersed inside the fantasy. Now let's begin. this little story begins with you visiting me at a nice king place, and you already know roughly what's going to happen. You're going to be the dessert. You will be cast in chocolate, and you were here a few days ago, and we took a complete full body cast from you to prepare the chocolate. And now the day's come. Today there will be a dinner, and after the dinner you will be the dessert, and I welcome you and lead you around, lead you into the kitchen and show you what we've made with your cast on a special stand just made to support the chocolate form. You can see the lower half of the mold in chocolate, just made for your body, so you can lay down into it, your arms spread out, your fingers spread out, your whole body completely stiff and rigid and completely molded to your body. And as you look at it, you see that within the chocolate, embedded in the chocolate, there are the lower halves of a collar and of four cuffs. And as you run your finger over it, you can feel the coldness of the metal, but it's completely flush to the chocolate. You look at the upper half of the mold and you see the other halves. You see the hook system that will grip into the lower half of the collar and the cuffs and will lock them around your neck, your wrists and your ankles. You look at it, look at the massive posture collar created out of chocolate around this tiny little steel collar. You look at the mask that will go over your face, completely obscuring your face. You get close and smell the chocolate, smelling the deep chocolatey taste, almost making you hungry, almost making you want to try it. You also look at the outer side of the upper half of the mold. You can see there are truffles and pralines embedded within the chocolate. Tasty little treats, the dessert for everyone on the party, while you become the dessert. And then I guide you into the salon, sitting down on a big comfy armchair, launching into the chair. As you stand there before me, I have you kneel down. You kneel down in front of me, looking at me, and I ask you, do you want to become the dessert for today? You look at me, you nod and say yes, and as you say yes, I snap my finger, and in come four other subs. They walk up to you, carrying some things. They help you to get up, and the first thing they do is that they put black contact lenses into your eyes. Black, intransparent contact lenses, making you completely blind, as all your vision is just fading away. Your world is sinking into darkness. And then they help you to kneel down there in front of me again. And I begin to hypnotize you. I pet you, I scratch you, while telling you how wonderful it is to go deep into trance. And then, when you're deep in a trance, your head on my lap, being scratched by me, I begin to prepare you for the experience ahead. Because for the next few hours, you have given up all of your humanity. You have become a dessert. That's right. You have given up all rights. You have given up all privileges. But at the same time, you have given up all your cares, all your stresses, all your responsibilities, and you have taken on a whole new level of purpose, because that's what it's all about purpose, another kind of purpose, because the desire to serve is deeply embedded in your mind. It's a part of who and what you are. And now, here, today, you have the opportunity to be it, to be of service, to give your body to someone else, to play with, to turn into something wonderful, and to feel the pleasure. And that's what it's all about too. It's all about pleasure. And you might already feel the pleasure beginning. And here's the thing. You will find it impossible to have an orgasm, no matter how much pleasure you will feel this evening, before I tell you to come for me. Only when you hear the words "come for me" from me, you will be able to have your orgasm. Until then, you will be trapped within the pleasure, and you will find that the more pleasure you feel, the more you will be paralyzed, making it easier to stay in this position, to be the dessert. And you will also find that the more pleasure is building inside of you, the deeper you will go down into trance. Of course, the deeper you fall into trance, the more the pleasure will build, keeping you in this constant haze of lust, of trance, this dreamy half-awake state where all that exists is your lust, is your pleasure. Everything human is left behind you, is gone, until you have your orgasm. You are just a dessert, and all you do is looking forward to being eaten. And without counting you out of this trance, you can feel hands on your body, the other subs that are ready to prepare you, that are going to prepare you, and they help you up on your legs. Still deep in a trance, you're a bit shaky, but you feel an arm on each side, guiding you, half carrying you, and they take you to the bath and begin to strip your body. Then they guide you into a big shower and clean your body. You just stand there, blind, dazed, feeling the pleasure of the hands on your body, washing you, soaping you up, multiple hands running over your body, meticulously cleaning every spot of your body, making sure you're perfectly clean, so you can become the dessert. And it feels so good, as you stand there under the shower, the hands playing with you, some of them deliberately searching out all your little pleasure spots, teasing you, building the pleasure within you. And it feels so amazing. You feel so helpless. You already feel like you've become a thing. They never talk directly to you. They just guide you, gently push you, and you follow along. And they wash you, wash every centimeter of you. And then, when the water stops, they guide you out of the shower and begin to towel you down. You can feel all those hands working on your body, toweling you off, and it feels so amazing. And once you're completely dry, they leave you standing there for a minute or two, so you're perfectly dry. And then the hands are back, rubbing something into your skin. And the smell, the amazing chocolatey smell around you, tells you that it's cacao butter they rub into your skin. And it feels so good, these hands touching every centimeter of your body, massaging the butter into your skin, making your skin feel so soft as all those hands, all 8 of them, are gliding over your body, are teasing you, pleasuring you. And then the time has come. The time has come to become a dessert. They tell you to lay down on the floor, stretch out your arms, make your body stiff, make your arms stiff, and with the help of a few extra hands, they lift you up and carefully put you down into the lower half of the mold. And you can feel that there has been some fresh warm chocolate added to fill out the last millimeter. And as you sink into the chocolate, the warm liquid chocolate molding to your skin, filling out every space, you smell the taste of the chocolate. So sweet, so amazing, and you can feel the cold steel of the embedded collar and cuffs as you lie there, shuddering with pleasure, the warm cocoa covering your body. And then something unexpected happens. You feel a brush on your chest, spreading warm chocolate on your body, and then a second one, and a third, and a fourth is joining in. Four brushes dance over your body, over the exposed part of your body, spreading warm chocolate everywhere, over your entire body, from your fingers up your arms, every square centimeter, up to your neck, your shoulders, your face, down your chest, down your stomach, but at the same time working up your feet, up your legs, and finally culminating, meticulously covering every millimeter of your sex in chocolate. And then it stops for a while. Nothing happens. You hear people moving around you, and then you feel the upper half of the mold slowly lowered onto your body, lowered onto you, and you can feel it. You can feel how your freedom to move completely fades away. You can hear a click as the collar snaps in. You can feel the cuffs snapping in. You are trapped. You know that they will seal, that they will melt together both parts into one chocolate cocoon, a thick chocolate cocoon. There's nothing you can do. Perfectly fitted to your body. And as the last bit of chocolate, the thin layer on your body, is hardening, you are trapped, impossible to move a single millimeter, completely trapped in chocolate, molded into chocolate. You can feel the mask over your face just leaving tiny breathing holes covering you. You smell the sweet smell of the chocolate, the warmth of the chocolate cooling around your body, and at that point you can feel it. Can feel it in your mind, how you really become a dessert, letting go of all of your thoughts, letting go of all decisions, just letting things happen to you, feeling the pleasure that is coursing through your body, that is growing more and more intense. And then after a while, you can feel that you are wheeled out, probably into the dining room. And time just flies by you as you wait, and your head imagines all kind of things. What's going to happen to you? How will it feel to be eaten? How will it be? As you wait, hearing other subs preparing the table, hearing some commotion around you, but it just flows past your brain. You are lost in fantasies. You are lost in your pleasure. You are lost deep in trance. You are just a dessert right now. And then at some point, you can hear more commotion around you. You can hear how the doms come to dinner, sit down. You can hear the sub serving the meal, serving every single meal, serving the drinks, waiting to be of service. You listen to the people having a fun time, having a good dinner, enjoying the food, enjoying the conversation. Sometimes you try to listen, try to follow the conversation, but you quickly drift away into deep trance, lose yourself in your pleasure again and again and again. You lose yourself in it until suddenly you feel something new. You feel something tapping against the chocolate covering your sex. You feel the taps, maybe a spoon or something. You feel how every little shockwave sends enormous ripples of pleasure through your body, increasing your lust to incredible levels. You become so aroused as you realize it's starting. And then you can feel harder hits on the chocolate. You can feel the chocolate breaking. And then a big part of the chocolate covering your sex is taken away. And you hear applause. And you feel your pleasure spiking, exploding as a cold air hits your sex. And then you feel the same sensation on other places of your body. Your chest, your face, how little pieces of chocolate are taken off and served to all the dominants there. And for a moment, you really wonder who's getting the chocolate that covered your sex. And you hear everyone eating and having a good time. And pieces are taken from your chest, mostly the decorated pieces with the truffles, with the pralines. And after a while, you can hear the doms leaving, retiring to the salon, sitting back down, getting comfortable. And a few minutes later, you are wheeled out again, and you are wheeled into the salon, put into the middle of the couches, the centerpiece, the entertainment for the evening. And you lay there for quite a while, still blind, still trapped in so much chocolate, still impossible to move. And then you feel other movement on your body, on your chocolate-covered body. Some of the doms are sending the subs to have a snack or to lick themselves through the chocolate, licking off the chocolate. You can feel someone suckling on the chocolate around one of your fingers, another on a toe. Someone is working on the chocolate covering your mouth. And everywhere, more and more, little pieces are taken off. You feel lips on your body, tongues on your body. One of them is going down on you, pleasuring you. You feel more and more lust as an experienced tongue teases you more and more, the lust building more and more as someone is making their way through the chocolate covering your lips, ending up in a kiss, deep kiss, licking your lips. You lose yourself more and more in pleasure. You hear moans, and it takes you quite a while to realize that it's you. You wonder why, with so much chocolate gone, it's still impossible to move, until you realize that the collar and the cuffs are also fixed to the table holding it. It's impossible to move. You're still spread-eagled. You're still tied down. As more and more tongues play over your body, more and more lips, as your pleasure grows, as you completely lose yourself in the pleasure, as you lose yourself in a chocolate delirium, in lust, in desire, in need, in heat, you're far, far beyond your usual orgasm threshold, and you're just getting more and more aroused as you've been licked all over, kissed all over, nibbled on all over. And then you feel my hand on your throat holding you. You feel my hot breath against your ear. And then you hear me say, come for me. And you explode in an amazing orgasm with all the hands on your body, with all the lips on your body, with all the tongues on your body. You just explode. You just come for me. You just explode in orgasm, in pleasure. You scream out your lust. You scream out all the built-up lust as you come back into life, as you come back to being a human, as all your memories rush back, as you realize how much pleasure you endured over the last hours, how much lust, how much need, how much heat. You scream out your orgasm, and it takes a long time until you finally come down. And then you wheeled out again, and still with contacts in, still blind. The cuffs and the collar are removed from the table, but still around your wrists and ankles and neck. And you're showered again by hands playing with you, cleaning you, by lips licking the last chocolate off of you. You don't know how many people are in the shower with you, how many subs are playing with you right now. You don't care. As they clean you completely, clean you perfectly. And then, still wearing the cuffs, still blind, still naked, they guide you back, and as you enter the salon again, you hear applause as everyone is cheering you, and they guide you back to me, back in front of me, putting you back down on your knees, and I grab your head, pulling you close to me, whisper into your ear, "Thank you, my little dessert," and then I pull your head onto my lap and scratch your head as you completely drift off, drifting off into a deep subspace. And then, after a long, long time, it's finally time to count you out of this trance again. And at the same time, I am going to count you out of this trance, and you will find that when I reach 10, you will be awake. And the fantasy is still deeply in your mind, almost as if you have really experienced it. A strong and vivid memory of everything that happens will stay with you, and you can always think back and remember every detail. Now let's get you out of this trance. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as we wake up completely. 5, halfway there already, so alert, awake, aware. And 6, waking up more and more, almost back, you feel your muscles building up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I greatly appreciate all kinds of comments, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and goodbye.